temperature, no
thermometers. That's right. They'd have to. My wife's daddy, we killed hogs. He killed lots of hogs. I told someone the other day, if I had all the meat that was been hung on that big white oak right out there, them limbs come out, that's where we'd kill them and drag them out there, you know, and that's where we'd scald them and hang them up there. But he could reach in there in that barrel, you know, that hand like that, and flirt that water a little bit and said, boys, I believe we need a bucket of cold water in this. It's gonna be, and just done it till they just kind of learned how to, and
had to be hot enough, but not too hot.
Not too hot. Uh-huh. It's better to have it a little bit too cool. It's too hot. You know, you set the hair on one, you put it in there in that water, just too hot, and you don't air him. If you bring him out up there, you know, and air him a little bit, and then souse him back in there, you make it all right. But you let him stay in there and set that hair on him, well, he won't scald. You can't get it to, you just got to shave it off.
Boy, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It won't turn loose. But you get a good scald on. An old man said, you're the first fella I ever seen that scald a hog in cold water. He thought it was too cold, you know, but let it stay in there, you know, and it'd just slip off, just, you know, and that's what he said that.
So
you the first fella I ever seen is scald a hog in cold water. Mm-hmm. But that's the way they'd do that.
Would you tell me what other animals you'd have on the farm and where you keep them? Did you have mules or horses?
Yeah, we had mules. I usually had one horse that we'd use to ride around, you know. But the rest of it was the work stock was always mules. Mm-hmm. They had my daddy-in-law, I stayed here with him for several years before he died. And he always had a bunch of mules and some renters, you know. He usually had two or three sharecroppers, what we call sharecroppers, you know, he furnished everything, you know. That was the way of the deal, and they divided what they made. That's the thing, you know. He furnished the mules and the feed and the fertilizer and the seed and the plow tools and furnished all of that, just furnished everything, and the other fella done the work, and they divided what they made.
Mm-hmm.
Call that sharecropping.
They'd have their own house?
He furnished them a house.
House too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he furnished them everything.
Mm-hmm. How about, could you tell me how you used to plow? I think I mentioned yesterday about a hill plow, and you told me about that. I wonder if you put that on tape.
Well,
as a matter of fact, the tape is just about ready to run out. I'll flip it over, and we'll get that